Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, hello. It is Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox. And tonight we have a brand new step, step 7, which is surrender. And tonight is introduction night, which means anything goes. And I have my beautiful co-host here with me, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad you're doing great. We are going to be talking about all things surrender. What does surrender really mean? Let's get into it. Terry, what does surrender mean to you?
Well, that's rather an interesting question to start off with. I think that surrender has multiple meanings, and it can be a very deep, faith-promoting strategy. So I think we surrender to a number of things in our lives. I like to think of surrendering things I have no control over, first of all. I think it's very important to have in your mind what you control and what you don't control. And really, we control our reactions to situations in our lives, to other people, to relationships. We control our reactions. We control our voice. We control our actions. The things we don't control are other people's actions and thoughts. We don't control our environment completely. We can control our space that we live in to a degree, but there are some things in that arena we don't control either. And so in my life, I was a control freak. I'll just say that. Most people know what that means. And I wanted to control my children. I wanted to control my relationships. I wanted to control the people I worked with. I really wanted to be in control because I felt like being in control was a safe place to be because I personally could make things happen or change things or, which I didn't have control over. So it took me a while to even implement the concept of surrender. And it came to me actually spiritually when I lost people in my life. Lost my husband. I had no control over that incident in my life. And yet I was out of control when it came to my emotions and my fears and my trying to live in the future and trying to figure out how I was going to survive as a widow and as a single mother and not have that support that I'd had for 30 plus years. And I learned that surrendering that was not, it just wasn't, like, it didn't come naturally because I had practiced being, trying to be in control of my life. But when I was able to begin to release that to God, in the scriptures it tells us to yoke ourselves to Jesus Christ, and he can carry our burdens if we have faith in him. And just to be able to begin to relinquish some of that weight, the heaviness of grief, the heaviness of fear, the heaviness of trying to live to acquire specific outcomes and trying to release that and surrender that to God with faith that everything would be okay, that if I lived in the moment and I did the best I could, that, God would meet me there and he would help me to be even better, to have even, you know, outcomes that I didn't even imagine, and possibilities that weren't even in my mind. So I've practiced that, you know, sometimes successfully and sometimes pulling back into my comfort zone and wanting to be in control. And then I lost the companionship of one of my children. I mean, they didn't die, but they kind of estranged themselves from the family. And that again just busted my whole journey into one of again, fear, blame, shame, grief. And at that point, I had this, I'll call it an epiphany, an understanding that if I wanted to be sad every day of my life and in the present moment be sad about that event, those circumstances, and neglect my other children, neglect my passion and vision for my life and my career, I could do that. But did I want to do that? I didn't want to do that. I wanted to live for the people in my circle of influence day by day, moment by moment, supporting them and loving them unconditionally, as well as loving that child unconditionally as well, but without expectations that was going to be returned to me. And so I surrendered that relationship, I think, probably almost instantaneously. I was able to do that. And perhaps it was because I was practicing all those years, over 15 years since my husband passed away, with that child, being very close to that child, and then practicing being, living in the moment, surrendering my grief and my fear around my husband's death, you know, practicing that concept or that strategy of surrender. And then I was able to do that. And actually, viscerally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I felt this relief. I felt this burden being taken from me and having hope and having faith and being able to live in the moment with joy. And that was such a positive time in my life that now it's much more, I have so much more ease at surrendering relationships, surrendering circumstances, surrendering disappointments, expectations, and living in the moment, you know, moving towards freedom, moving towards my purpose and passion here on the earth. And so surrender is a process. Learning how to use that strategy is certainly a process. And it's one that I've practiced and continue to practice and will continue to practice, living in the moment, in the present, and having faith that the future has possibilities that I can't even imagine, and surrendering fears, surrendering those, mourning those attachments, whatever it is that's keeping me from having that joy, that freedom in my life. If I can surrender those feelings, those fears, I can have joy, even in the middle of chaos. And that's what Fearless Living has brought to me, is that understanding of the importance of surrendering. And so there you go. That's my thought. What does surrendering mean to me? That's what it means.
That was quite the answer.
Well, yeah. When you ask me a question, it's going to be answered.
Mm-hmm. To me, so surrender is that letting go, for sure. It's that saying, your will be done. Yeah. You know, it's acknowledging that I don't always know what is best for me or for anyone. And also just surrendering the responsibility that it would be my job to know what is best for everyone. You know, that's not my job. that's not something that I am supposed to be doing. And I don't need to feel like I need to be stepping into that role or that job. And so surrendering those things that are not mine, those things that are not mine to hold, letting them go, putting them down, you know, and just walking away with what's mine and being okay with that. And, you know, it's a matter of letting my process and where I am be where I am and how I process, you know, letting go of these expectations that I'm going to be somewhere farther down this, you know, imaginary road that I see myself on than where I am, you know, letting go of all of those.
And I think it's
expectations of myself.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that, you know, because it's a process and because we sometimes hit a block, you know, something, some kind of a fear comes up for us. And that's what we work in Fearless Living is how do we navigate these fears that come up? And, you know, I think we can be moving along our journey, our path, and all of a sudden something comes up and it's like, oh, my gosh. I'm back to where I was in my mind, you know, my filter, my mindset, to where I'm holding on to something so hard that if I just let it go, that I'm going to be able to navigate this fear. And that happened to me when I got really sick. And I've been navigating the fear that I'm not ever going to get back to where I was before I got so sick. And I'm discovering if I tell myself when I start to have those doubts and those fears that you're doing just fine. Look at you're up here, you're doing this, you're doing that. Now let that go. And that's something that, again, I'm challenged with the principle of the strategy of surrendering. So it's something that every single step that we've had since the beginning of awareness, you know, there are times that we implement them with ease and there are times that we're challenged, and that's an opportunity to grow, right? Because every time we're challenged and we're able to access that strategy or that step and go through the fear, then we're stronger on the other side until the next time that something comes up that we get stuck in. Because it's not like we face one thing, we surrender one thing, and everything else go smooth. You know, life is a journey of challenges and opportunities to practice navigating when fear comes up in our life, when it blocks us from growing, when we stay in our comfort zone and we don't step out because we don't grow in our comfort zone. And if I'm going to be a coach or a mother or a grandmother or a daughter, great grandmother, I had my sixth great granddaughter the other day. I want to continue growing. I want to be able to have my sphere of influence be one that's positive by my choices, by my actions. That's what I control. And if I can help to inspire and motivate my sphere of influence, which is my coworkers, my friends, my family, by how I navigate fear, then that's, I'm going to be growing stronger and stronger as I surrender the things I don't control. So it's a lifelong process, and all the steps that we talk about in the 12 steps to freedom, they work together. And at some points in time we need, you know, one of them is going to meet our needs better than another. And so surrendering right now is something that I'm working with daily as I struggle with breaking through this block of fear that I'm not going to get back to where I was before I was sick. And maybe I won't. I can surrender those ideas and I can be aware of and willing to live in the moment, doing the best I can and continuing to move forward. So it's surrendering that concept, that idea, that thought that I'm not going to be back where I was. Well, what does that mean? You know, I mean, it's like, so just really, really thinking about that. What do I control? What I don't control? Is it true or am I making it up? You know, using my skills and tools to surrender that feeling that is a self-defeating behavior. So how do I access compassion for myself to get into proactive behaviors that are going to keep me moving forward? And that's my goal, moving forward, becoming stronger, being more focused, and taking actions that actually meet the needs that I have.
Yeah. I think letting go of, well, just the word control, I think, is kind of a tricky mm-hmm. word, kind of like balance. Like, there's no such thing as balance, mm-hmm. and there's no such thing as control. But there is, in a way, there are things that we can balance. There are things that we can control. But it's such a fine line to dance on. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't even notice that we're trying to control something until it becomes very obvious that we can't. And
mm-hmm.
then it kind of slaps us in our face and goes, you were trying to control me, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that surrendering is such a powerful tool that we have to release, those limiting beliefs, to release that need for control, to release that scarcity or lack mentality, to release all of these things that might be affecting us and are not serving us,
mm-hmm.
and to just let them go, you know. A coach that we've had on the podcast several times, Trish March, has taught me several things, and one of them is a visualization that I have in the shower, and or that I do in the shower, and I imagine a blue sword. I don't remember all of the aspects of it. We'll have to have Trish on again soon and have her explain this, but I imagine a blue sword cutting off any ties that I might have around me to something else, and I imagine the water just washing all of the things that I've cut off away and down into the drain. And mm-hmm. I rinse water over the back of my shoulders because that's where I hold a lot of my tension. I wash the water over my heart and over my mind or my head, and just repeat to myself that, you know, I am releasing, I am letting go all of the things that do not support me. And I imagine it all going down with the water into the drain and just letting it go. And
mm-hmm.
I know one thing that you talk about when you talk about surrender is that you got to a point where you felt like, okay, I surrendered, now put it back the way it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
the way it was.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of get in that mode where, okay, I'm good. I accept this. Now let's do it my way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way, unfortunately, mm-hmm. sometimes. You know, it makes me think of Garth Brooks' song, Unanswered Prayers. You know, sometimes we think we know what we need or what would be best for us, and we get so frustrated or disappointed or hurt or whatever it might be when that doesn't happen. And then down the road we see why it was good that it didn't happen and mm-hmm. how, you know, the way it went was much better and we're much happier. And that's mm-hmm. not always obvious. It doesn't always happen in just a few years. Sometimes it takes a lot longer to 30. See why, you know, something was meant to happen that way. But it's that faith, like you were talking about before, that trust in yourself and in your higher power, that what is happening is meant to happen, that the way we are is the way that we're meant to be. You know, like I process things by talking them out. And, you know, I have kind of a slow go with the flow energy. I'm very detail oriented. I ask a lot of questions. I want to know a lot of details. And accepting that about myself is surrendering this expectation of myself that I'm going to be a different way,
mm-hmm.
you know? So surrender can be a lot of different things. And I think that it gets kind of a negative look on it because people think of, you know, waving the white flag or giving up or quitting.
Yeah.
But that's not what surrender is.
No, I think that, you know, my whole family are Disney freaks. And so I guess a lot of times I'll think of, you know, Elsa and hers a song, let it go, where she, you know, she lets it go and has full expression of who she is. And you know, it's a, you know, an animated movie, but I still that I'll and I don't sing the whole song, but I'll sing, you know, let it go, and that kind of just stimulates me because music is probably one of the best ways for me to be touched. And I'll think, you know, yeah, just let it go, and I'll just sing it at the top of my lungs, and it just reminds me that I, you know, I am a unique human being with unique experiences. They're mine. They belong to me. And I can let things go that are self-destructive, you know, that are keeping me stuck, that are not serving my higher good. And so I do think of that song quite often.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to sing it. I figured it would come to that point sometime tonight. Mm. But I think that it is, you know, she's letting go of her fear. She's
yep.
releasing that need to hold back and to not be herself and to hide. And I think that that's why that song is so powerful and speaks to so many. And
mm-hmm.
Because it's the fear that caused the issue, not her powers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fear of her
no.
powers that caused
yeah,
the problem, and which caused her to alienate her sister and, you know, hide out in the castle and, you know, all of those things.
Yeah, and even
the
in
blizzard.
In the second movie when she actually figures out, you know, where all that power and that uniqueness comes from, it's even more, you know, empowering, I believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When she writes
yeah,
that force
truly...
through the... Yeah.
You guys are, if you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to go watch Frozen and Frozen 2 now. So
yeah,
you know what we're talking about.
Really,
I mean, it's all about releasing your fear and totally accepting yourself for who you are and what you were created
mm-hmm.
to be. And I
yeah,
think that's all what surrender is. Well, Terry, we are out of time. We didn't even need a guest tonight. We took it all up ourselves. And
yeah.
We want to remind you that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. If you would like to know more about Fearless Living, go check it out at fearlessliving.org. If you'd like to know more about Terry and I, go to fearlessgenerations.org, and you can go over there and see all of the past 9-plus years of episodes of the podcast. There's also information there of our past guest coaches, our free workshop, our group program, our monthly membership, and also the thing that we are the most excited about this year is our Pathway of Change retreat, which is going on September 5th through the 8th. And we would love for you to join us there. We have a very limited amount of seats. So if you are interested in participating in that, please reach out to me at kelly@fearlessgenerations.org. Give me a little email saying, hey, I want to know more. Or Facebook message me. I'm on Facebook as Kelly Sayer Fox, and you can message me there. You can find everything Fearless Generations on our social medias with Fearless Generations. And we are just happy to be here sharing these steps with you, talking about the ways that they have supported us in our progression and our mastery of fear, and how we have been able to live more of the life that we are meant to live, because we've been able to step through and past our fear and take those stretches and those risks and those dives and grow into the person that we want to be, doing the things that we want to be doing. And we want to share that with you. As well as bonus, it helps us to continue in our own progression. So please continue to come back, share the knowledge of this podcast with your friends. Be sure to leave us a review and follow us. We would love to be able to get the more people to know about the podcast and support even more people with these 12 steps and the tools and strategies of fearless living. So, Terry, any last words?
No, I think people that have been listening to our podcast and we've been talking about the 12 steps to freedom, that I just would really like to encourage people to look at the information about the retreat, because we'll be doing exercises and really going deep into ways to navigate these 12 steps in with other people. So it's a, you know, being in person with people and being able to work with other people that are on the same journey is probably one of the most impactful events that I first participated in with Fearless Living. And so I would encourage you to check that out for sure.
Absolutely. Agree 100%. All right, everybody. Until next week, be fearless.
Good night.